Darcy sat at the head of the long boardroom table and trained his sight on James Hurst, head of the legal department. If he continued to look precisely in that direction, he wouldn't be distracted by her. Instead of obeying his wishes, though, his eyes started to shift, pulling in the same direction they always did. No, he wasn't going to do it. He couldn't look at her again. She'd taunted him for the last 6 weeks with her teasing grins and her brilliant green eyes. Those eyes grew fiery when she was angry or determined to convince someone of her opinion, and he couldn't look away. 6 weeks now, and the chance to apologize hadn't happened. He'd simply never had the opportunity. She wasn't head of the legal department, so he never met with her one-on-one. And she always seemed to be chatting to one person or another before group meetings or while she walked around the building. Her assistant, or Ms. Hinkle from personnel, or both, accompanied her most of the time. Miss Elizabeth Bennett had become friendly with a number of his employees since she began working at Darcy Holdings, but he wasn't one of them. He tried to maintain his gaze on Hurst, but Elizabeth Bennett was like a freaking magnet, and her pull was overwhelming. He could never avoid looking at her for long. When had that started? He honestly couldn't remember. One day he acknowledged she was an attractive woman. The next he fought to prevent her from discovering any hint of his interest, and he was definitely interested. What part of him didn't react when she tucked a lock of that long chestnut hair around her ear, or moistened her lips, offering a slight peek of her delicate pink tongue? He shifted in his chair while his gaze traced the graceful line of her neck. His eyes wrenched from that spot under her earlobe back to Hurst. He had to stop this. She worked for him, for Pete's sake. What did he expect could happen? He'd never dated an employee, and he had no intention of starting with her. Even the idea of it was completely inappropriate. Who was he kidding? It was unlikely she'd agree to even a cup of coffee with him unless he used work as an excuse. He'd never had the opportunity to apologize for his inane comments on her first day, and when he did try to speak to her, her eyes widened, like he was some hideous creature out of a horror movie. Yes, he'd been a prick, but why did he come across as frightening? Hurst asked Elizabeth to take over, and Darcy's resolve crumbled. His attention drawn to the way her hair spilled in waves over her shoulder. His eyes traced up the curve of her neck to the set of full lips that turned up a tiny bit on each side, like she held a secret no one else knew, but he wanted to know desperately. She never wore much makeup, but she didn't need it. The slight sheen to her lips set them off perfectly, and whatever she did to her eyes was subtle but made them stand out. He followed the straight line of her nose to those vivid forest green eyes framed by long, thick eyelashes. He could get lost in those for hours. Darcy! He started and glanced around the table.
I can hear, Bingley. You don't have to yell.
Had anyone else noticed him staring? Hurst's shoulders shook, but his head was down. Darcy couldn't see his face. When he turned, Bingley's eyebrows rose on his forehead.
I said, Miss Bennett seems to have the proper documentation under control. I think we can put off meeting on this topic again until we're closer to making our move. What do you think?
I agree. Unless we have further business for today, we can adjourn. I have a conference call with San Francisco in an hour, and I'd like to double-check my figures first.
After an almost collective nod from his employees, he forced a smile and checked around the table while everyone organized their notepads and files. A few people spoke to one another, but no one watched him or Elizabeth. The more important question, did she know he'd been drawn to her? He cleared his throat and pushed his seat back. He needed to get out of there. When he rose, Bingley and Mrs. Reynolds followed. He waited until they entered his outer office before he turned to Bingley.
Was there something you needed?
A quick word, if you don't mind.
Mrs. Reynolds sat at her desk.
I'll order you a sandwich,